Sri Radha Krishna Gaur Lokita Shama Pandarada Gati Gita Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Namadatthan Ki Jai Ramadhamana Salsa Bhakti Gati Ki Jai Anani Vani Vaishavan Ki Jai Anani Samabhakti Bhakti Gati Ki Jai Govardhan Ki Jai Namaste Saraswati Deva Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shanivari Pashchatare Chitarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Devi Radha Krishna Gopala Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Krishna Bhava Jana Pasha 23 verse 30 Ittam Ittam Bhutan Bhavo
Bhutan Bhavo
Shritu
Vishwa
Tama
Tama
Kirtitam, Tasya, Saratam, Dama, Saratasya, Etam Bhutana Bhavo Sau, Pritusa Bhagavatama, Kirtitam Tasya Saratam, Undama Saratasya, Maitreya continued, the greatest of all devotees, Maharaj Prithu, was very powerful, his character was level, magnificent, magnanimous. Thus I describe him to you as far as possible. Purport in this verse, the word Bhagavatama is very significant, for the word Bhagavat is used specifically to refer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. as the word Bhagavan is derived from the word Bhagavad. Sometimes the word will be seen as the word Bhagavan is used for great personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada, Muni. This is the case with Prithu Maharaj, who is described here as the best of the Bhagavans, the best of the lords. The person who is so addressed only if he is a great personality who exhibits great extraordinary uncommon features, or who attains the greatest goal after his disappearance, who knows the difference between knowledge and ignorance. In other words, the word Bhagavan should not be used for ordinary persons. Any person who describes the great characteristics of King Prithu with faith and determination, whether he reads or hears of them himself or helps others to hear of them, is certainly to attain the very planet which Maharaj Prithu attained. In other words, such a person also returns home to the Vaikuntha planet back to Godhead. Purport in the execution of devotional service of Kirtana Vishnu. Especially stress, this means that bhakti or devotional service begins by hearing and chanting about Vishnu. When we speak of Vishnu, we also refer to those, to that which relates to Vishnu in the Shiva Purana. Lord Shiva recommends Vishnu worship as the topmost worship being better than Vishnu worship, worship of the Vaishnava or anything that is related to Vishnu. The fact is explained here in the hearing and chanting about a Vaishnava is as good as hearing and chanting about Vishnu. From Maitreya has explained that anyone who hears about Prithu Maharaj with attention also attains the planet which Maharaj Prithu attained. There's no duality between Vishnu and the Vaishnava, and this is called Advaita Jnana. A Vaishnava is as important as Vishnu, and therefore Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur wrote in his Guru Vastaka, spiritual masters honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because he's the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all the real scriptures and is followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisance from the Lord to my spiritual master, the bonafide representative of the Hari. The Supreme Vaishnava is the spiritual master, and he is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's said that sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant the name of the gopis. Lord students tried to advise him to chant the name of Krishna instead. But upon hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry with the students. The controversy on the subject reached a point that after this incident, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas because he was not taken very seriously in his Grihastha ashram. The point is that since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted the names of the gopis, worship of the gopis for the devotees of the Lord is as good as devotional service rendered directly to the Lord. It is also stated by the Lord himself that devotional service to his devotees is better than service offered directed to him. Sometimes this is how you class of devotees are interested only in Krishna's personal pastimes, with the exclusion of the activities of the devotees. This type of devotee is not on a very high level. One who sees the devotee and the Lord on the same level has progressed further. If one hears the characteristics of Prithu Maharaj and is a Brahmana, he becomes perfectly qualified with Brahminical powers. If he is a Kshatriya, he becomes the king of the world. If he is a Vaishya, he becomes master of other Vaishyas and many animals. And if he is a Sudra, he becomes the topmost devotee. Wherefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's recommended one should become a devotee regardless of one's condition, whether one is without desire or with desire, or whether one desires liberation, using the advice to worship the Supreme Lord and execute devotional service unto him. By doing so, one attains all perfection in any field of life. The process of devotional service, especially hearing and chanting, is so powerful that it can bring a person to the perfectional stage. In this verse, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras are mentioned, but here it should be understood that that reference is to the Brahmana who was born in a Brahminical family, the Kshatriya was born in a Kshatriya family, the Vaishya was born in a Vaishya family, and the Sudra in a Sudra family. But whether one is a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, you can attain perfection simply by hearing and chanting. To take birth in a family of Brahmanas is not the ultimate finishing touch. One must have the power of a Brahmana, which is called Brahma Tejas. Similarly, taking birth in a royal family is not all in all. One must possess the power to rule the world. Similarly, taking birth in a Vaishya is not all. One must possess hundreds of thousands of animals, specifically cows, and rule over other Vaishyas, as Nanda Maharaj did in Vrindavan. Now the Maharaj was a Vaishya who possessed 900,000 cows and ruled over many cowherd men and boys. A person who is born in a Sudra family can become greater than the Brahmana simply by accepting devotional service and giving oral reception to the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees. It does not matter whether one is a man or a woman. Anyone who, with great respect, hears this narration of Maharaj Prithu will become the father of many children if he's without children, and will become the richest of men if he's without money. Wherefore, materialistic persons who are very fond of money and great families worship different demigods to attain their desires, especially goddess Durga, or Shiva, or Brahma. Such materialistic persons are called Shri Aishwarya Prajapsavaha. Shri means beauty, Aishwarya means riches, Praja means children, Deepsava means desiring. As described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, one has to worship various demigods for different types of benedictions. However, here it is indicated that simply by hearing of the life and character of Maharaj Prithu, one can have both riches and children in the more enormous quantities. One simply has to read and understand the history, the life and activities of Prithu Maharaj. It is advised that one read them at least three times. Those who are materially afflicted will so benefit by hearing of the Supreme Lord and his devotees that they need not go to any demigod. The word Suprajaptama, surrounded by many children, is very significant in this verse. For one may have any children, but may not have any qualified children. Here, however, it is said, Suprajaptama, that all the children thus attained would be qualified in education, wealth, beauty, and strength, everything complete. The greatest of devotees, Maharaj Prithu, was very powerful, and his character was liberal, magnificent, and magnanimous. Thus I've described him to you as far as possible. Any person describes the great characteristics of King Prithu with faith and determination, whether he reads or hears of them himself or helps others to hear of them, is certain to attain the very planet which Maharaj Prithu attained. In other words, such a person also reaches home by some such planets that he got down. If one hears the characteristics of Prithu Maharaj and the Brahman, he becomes perfectly qualified with the mental powers. He's a Kshatriya, becomes the king of the world. He's a Vaishya, becomes the master of other Vaishyas and many animals. And if he's a Sudra, he becomes the topmost devotee. It does not matter whether one is a man or a woman. Anyone who, with great respect, hears this narration of Maharaj Prithu will become the father of many children. If he's without children, he'll become the richest of men. If he's without money. So here's the conclusion of the story. And it concludes with Phalasruti, or glorifying the results of hearing, which is a common feature of scriptures. As in Bhagavad Gita, at the end it says, if you hear this narration, you get this result and that result. And in different stories of the Bhagavatam also, if you hear this story of Govardhan Hill, you're free from snake bites, whatever. Different things like that. So here, if you hear the story of Prithu Maharaj, you become a good Kshatriya, or a good Brahmin, or a good Sudra, or a good Vaishya, or you get lots of children, so you get all sorts of material results, which is not actually the whole purpose of the story, but this is to encourage lesser people. And we'll see examples like this also in Puranas, even Hari Bhakti Vilas, and in nectar devotion sometimes. When it's glorifying the practices of different types of devotional service, then it gives some material benedictions you can get. So the commentary there is that this is, of course, not the real goal of bhakti, to get all these different things, but it's there to entice people to begin practicing bhakti. So this, of course, is called mixed bhakti, fruit of bhakti. Karma Nisra Bhakti, where we do devotional service and we desire to have many children or become a great king or whatever. It's not the ultimate type of bhakti, but Krishna accepts that bhakti. He accepts Kama Sakama Bhakti and Nishkama Bhakti, both. So, therefore, for those people that have material attractions, such enticements are given to them. Even though it's not the best type of bhakti.
So, therefore, the story should be heard by everybody, in other words. And through the story, then one can begin becoming attracted to the office of the Supreme Lord. So, as Prabhupada points out, Prithu Maharaj is a devotee of the Lord, but nevertheless, hearing about devotees is as good as hearing about the Supreme Lord. Of course, Prithu Maharaj is also a Shaktivesh avatar, so he's a lord in one sense as well. In any case, the devotees are related to the Supreme Lord, so hearing about the devotees is also like hearing about the Lord, because we hear about their great devotional practices. So the Bhagavatam consists not only of stories about Bhagavan, but stories about his devotees. So one of the subjects is Manvantara. So it describes the different Manvantaras and the Manvantara avatars and the kings who are in charge of the Manvantaras. So actually all of this is taking place within Swayambhuva's reign and his descendants. So in other words, Swayambhuva reigns, and Priyavrata reigns, and Dhruva reigns, etc. So many stories about devotees are told in the course of relating the different Manus and their descendants. So in this way, the Bhagavatam is not only about the Lord himself, but the devotees of the Lord. And again, of course, we see stories like Prahlad, how the Lord protects his devotees. So stories of the Lord are always related with devotees. So the same with Krishna. We don't just hear Krishna doing things, but it's Krishna having pastimes with his devotees. So Krishna has pastimes with Mother Yasoda Nanda Maharaj, or Krishna has pastimes with the cowherd boys, or Krishna has pastimes with the gopis. So it's not just Krishna, it's always Krishna in relation to his devotees. So when we hear about the devotees, such as Maharaj Prithu, then the conclusion was that Prithu Maharaj worships the Supreme Lord. He's a great devotee of the Lord. So the stories of the devotees always lead us back to the process of bhakti. And of course, how the Lord is attracted to the bhakti within the devotee. So the both stories about the Lord and stories about the devotee are most beneficial for spiritual development. So in this case, Prithu Maharaj is a great devotee. He's also Shaktivesh avatar. So he's Bhagavan in a sense also that he's a Shaktivesh avatar. So hearing about the pastimes of Prithu Maharaj are very beneficial. And the statement that gives many material statements that you can get this benediction or that benediction or whatever. But the first benediction is that one can go to the planet where Prithu Maharaj went, which means one can go to the Vaikuntha planets. So this, of course, is more spiritual than the other goals, such as getting money or children. It's a more spiritual goal. But, of course, even that is somewhat fruitive, in the sense that we are desiring a type of liberation, salokya. By hearing this story, you get salokya, so that we can say, oh yes, I want to go to the spiritual world, I want to go to the large planet. So this is another type of desire. Of course, it's a spiritual desire, but nevertheless, not as pure as simply doing bhakti or serving the Lord. So therefore, it's described in relation to Chitrakeku that the devotees do not desire anything, that they practice bhakti in heaven or hell. So they're not saying, I have to have this condition or that condition. Whether I go to the spiritual world or I stay in the material world, I go to Swargaloka, an earth planet, or a hellish planet, that is not their concern. So even this benediction, therefore, is not the best benediction that you're promising you go to the spiritual world, because it will encourage people with that type of bhakti where they ask for a salokya. So these phalasrutis, in other words, this glorification of hearing this pastime, are there to attract people on different levels. But the pure devotee, of course, understands that we simply take this example of a great devotee and we try to follow his instructions very nicely in terms of following the process of devotional service in its purest form. And we'll see that in the case of Krishna himself. What did he do? He did not practice bhakti for any particular purpose, to get this or to get that or whatever. He simply practiced it to please the Supreme Lord. So that is the process that we follow. Probably what happens is that these Shaktivesh avatars, most of them are worshipping Vishnu forms in the spiritual world, so therefore they go there. Now, of course, it did mention here the word Krishna several times, and he also worshiped Krishna, but perhaps that wasn't his main meditation. Well, if you're going to meditate on Krishna, he has to become a cowherd boy, I suppose, or something. But he can't do that because he has an eternal form as Prithu Maharaj. So, at best, he can stay in the spiritual world and have the form of Prithu Maharaj still and worship, you know, in the spiritual world Vishnu.
Maharaj, you mentioned that the best process is to only perform devotional service in any condition. But sometimes he said, even Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur used to say that our main intention should be to go back to Godhead. How do we understand that? Going back to God, it is more important?
Well, as it was said in the third canto, the devotees, they will not accept Salokya, going to the spiritual world, Sarupya, getting a spiritual body, Sarsti, getting spiritual powers. They don't want these things if there's no service for the Lord. So they can be accepted along with service for the Lord. If service of the Lord is not there, they're not very interested. So simply go to the spiritual world itself is not the goal, because if you're there and you do nothing, what's the use? It's not prema. At best it's maybe a weak shantarasa or something. So the goal of the devotees is actually to serve the Lord in the higher rasas.
That we can't see all of them, we go to Govinda.
If they meditate on Vishnu, they'll go to Vishnu. If they chant Hare Krishna and meditate on Vishnu instead, then they would go to Vishnu. In other words, if the devotees of, like the Sri Sampradaya, they also chant Hare Krishna, but they're meditating on Vishnu mainly, so they go to Vishnu, not Krishna.
The
problem
actually is called the whole honor. It follows perfectly.
Yeah, it's also there.